A 17-year-old teenager, upset about the haircut he received at a salon, attempted to burn down the salon with gasoline at 3 a.m. What he didn't anticipate was that the fire would engulf him and result in 60% of his body being burned. Afterward, the teenager's parents took the salon owner to court, seeking $2 million in damages. The teenager, named Khalil Brown, had finished his haircut on August 2. He felt that the stylist had messed up his hair and was very dissatisfied with the result. An argument ensued between him and the staff. When the salon owner Matthew Johnson learned about the situation, he believed Khalil was just looking for trouble and didn't pay him much attention, charging him a $25 fee instead. After leaving, Khalil's anger continued to grow. He believed that the owner had discriminated against him. That same night at 3 a.m., he shattered a window to enter the salon and poured gasoline on the floor. However, Khalil didn't realize that gasoline had splashed on him. External street surveillance cameras recorded his painful escape as his clothes melted from the flames and stuck to his skin, dismissing his mother's claims. As Khalil remained in the hospital's ICU, the question arose, who should be held responsible for this tragedy?